Upper Gardiner Street dates back to the 1820s when Thomas Kemp sold the land, then open field, to property developers. It was a tenant-occupied, working-class neighbourhood. View the plaque at 40 Upper Gardiner Street. The building, which dates back to 1826, became the Brighton National School's Central Infant School in 1887. In the 19th century, many private schools for the wealthy were established, and Brighton was even dubbed School Town. However, a minority of poor children went to charity schools. In 1811, the Church of England set up the National Society for Promoting the Education of the Poor and the Principles of the Established Church. The Central Infant School, which was attended by up to 260 local children, aimed to inculcate religious knowledge. The building was enlarged in 1887.
I went to the Central School in Church Street, demolished in 1971, when I was seven. After that, to Central Infant School in Upper Gardiner Street. It was a church school, and so we had to march to St. Peter's every week.
After the Second World War, the building was leased to the Central Boys Club. In more recent history, it has been used as an art centre, a squat, and is currently the site of the Little Dippers Baby Swim Centre. Return to North Road and cross over. Bear right, then take the first left into Titchbourne Street. At the end of the street, cross over Church Street, bear left, and turn immediately right into Dew Street.